Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Radiance by Design. Are you thinking about it? Are you actually designing your radiance? I'm trying to, and I think we are. I should never say trying. That's ridiculous. I am, and you are, and we're learning so much more about it. I'm fascinated by, a lot of the changes on our planet. Things seem really difficult and really, really greedy and, like the competition and the money stuff and the political seems so awful. But I think I've told you this before. For a number of years now, maybe 10 or 15 years, when I look out there into the great universes, what happens to me is I get this like huge waves of change that are even bouncing galaxies in their white water, so to speak. And I'm not sure what they mean, but as we've learned more and more about the East Indian traditions and the different waves of consciousness that come through, so somewhere in me, I'm getting this great, and my own guidance, of course, I'm getting this much greater comprehension. You know how it is when you learn things, but it takes a while to digest them, doesn't it? We can learn things and know things, but really not actually know them and actually perceive them. But more and more lately, I'm feeling how these waves of consciousness are moving through every aspect of our life. And the thing I really was thinking about a lot over the last while is that you and I are just frequencies. Well, hey, you know that. I know that. We've been talking about that for years. But being just frequencies, those waves, you're a microcosm of those huge swashbuckling waves that are white watering in the galaxies and way out holding the galaxies in them, bouncing them around like they're just little itsy witsy witsies. Everything is so relative in terms of size. And inside of us, we have those waves of change moving through us on a molecular level, on an atomic level, on a good grief. On a quantum level. And remember, Diane Collins, one of the things I really loved about her interview, I don't know how many of you listened to the interviews, but Paradigm Shifters, we've had some absolutely stunning people on, for years now. But anyway, having them podcasted is fun because I get a lot of feedback from some of you who go and pick them up later. But Diane Collins said it in a really interesting way when she said, she said, do you quantum think? And then we got realizing that, like I said, we know so many things, but we don't always really know. We haven't really digested what that means. And so we were talking and said, okay, what is quantum? Well, quantum, as Diane explained, is when instead of things flowing and being in a kind of a linear pattern to be expectedly, you know, this leads to this, Cartesian reduction analysis, I think they used to call that. It's bursts of change. And then in every nanosecond, there's a possibility of a burst of change and a burst of consciousness, which means it doesn't go from A to Z, it goes wherever it wants to explode into. And that gives us the opportunity, and you know this, and I know this, but I really loved it because she kind of illuminated the dynamic of it all. And you and I have the opportunity to absolutely change in a heartbeat and absolutely change who we are. And a while back, it wasn't only my guides have been pretty strong about the fact that this is a time in which the energy is back to these great waves of consciousness flowing through the universes. The energies are absolutely conducive, absolutely right for you and I to step out of the edicts of karma, to step out of our subconscious programming, which is all just done energetically. So say you empower and fuse the subconscious with all kinds of high frequency energies, some of which are flowing through the universes, some of which we're creating, radiating by design in processes of release, change, release, recognize, call it up, feel it, release, and then we change and we grow And then you become a higher frequency thing. But it's because, remember, you're a microcosm. You're a microcosm of all that is going on in the universe. And in that being a microcosm has been, what was I saying is that you, shifting the huge galactic waves of change are shifting in your body at a different proportion, a different level, a different relationship to time and space. Your body is just a container for this incredibly dynamic universe. You see what I mean? Do you understand about that? I find it really exciting. So when we say quantum bursts and we say that you can make changes and we say you can step out of karma and move into... what did I hear? Amaji, who channels Ma Fu, we brought her up out of the archives and put her up on my podcast, and I was listening to her today and because I love what she has to say, and she was saying that the waves of change, she wasn't putting it in those terms, I am, but anyway, she was saying that the change is possible for you and I, and she studied a lot of ancient spirituality, are making it absolutely possible for us to shift out of that hugely almost enslaving dynamic of rerunning old programs and programs of the lineage and so on and so forth, and releasing ourselves from that and being gifted by the Dharma, which is the sole purpose of great teachers like Maharishi Mahesh Yoga, like Yogananda. I mean, name some of the great teachers and gurus, Krishnamurti, all these people that have come to avatars, who have come to the planet to lift us, to infuse in how we were taught for centuries probably was to imbue in the collective a very high frequency energy that disrupts our attachment to the lower realms and helps us become higher frequency energies ourselves. So the idea is that the Dharma, the secrets of, the old secret societies, the secrets of religions, the secrets of ancient tomes and scripts and so on, maybe even, I don't actually know all of this intellectually, I just know it, that the beings that have come from other planetary structures to set up life here, to intermarry, I kind of think when the sons of God married the sons of man, I figure that's what that is all about. People from different, or beings from different planets whose resources dried up, or whose planets blew up, or whose takeovers on their planet kicked a lot of the people off. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter why, but I really think it, where was I going with all that? Yeah, I think that the flows of consciousness, I forget where I was going with all that, but the flows of consciousness are running through us all, and we get to pick up on the Dharma or the gifts that are being injected into our collective so that we can all be magical beings. We only call them magical because our explanations in the past, how we change, how psychology has us change, how our lineage has us stuck or change, and so on and so forth, those all run at a certain frequency level, don't they? But golly gee, it's beginning to expand and grow and glow and expand. And a lot of you have been involved in the Oneness Blessings, which I have too. And that has really helped a lot of people talk about the Dharma of Ama Bhagavan. Their Dharma has been to awaken people all over the world. I remember at one point they had, I think they had something like 77,000 or something they wanted to do, and then it was up to millions. It's way up in the millions now, people that are awakened. Thank you to their particular style of not only teaching, but evoking in others the awakening in them that they too pass it on and then pass it on and pass it on. So this ripple, literally ripple of frequency going through the brain patterns of people all over the world is one of the forces. That's only one. We have Maharishi, we have that's the transcendental meditation people. We have all kinds of people around the world that are passing on consciousness. So here, well, we see the turmoil of wars, and we see the turmoil of have and have not in this crazy, crazy country of America, where some of the greed is just at an all-time high. And so is some of the spiritual growth and teaching is at the all-time high. I don't mean religious teachings. I mean, which are often separating. I mean, the kind of spiritual teaching where you remember what Jesus said. He said, "These and greater shall ye do." These in the name of the Father, I think, is what he said. I'm not a great biblical scholar, but I have read the Bible, so see what I can remember here. But he said, when he was doing some beautiful miracles, amazing miracles and healings and so on, he said, "In the name of the Father," that means to me anyway, it's not about you and your ego and if you're the star of the healing. It's not like that. It's in the name of the Father. You say, "Oh, Father, can you run this through me and help Mary Lou or whatever?" "These and greater shall ye do." Or I often say, "Anything I can do, you can do better." That's what he said. And now we're moving into a time which is pretty collaborative on the healing levels, on the oneness blessing levels, on the burst levels. Let's talk about it that way. Is the waves of consciousness that are flowing through our species, flowing through our collective, are collaborative, meaning we're dropping off our defenses about one another. It isn't a matter of stardom. The younger people coming together in this society are very much about collaborating and working in groups. They even date in groups, apparently. And it's going on all over the world. And you could say, well, these generations are really difficult. I'm part of the 60s generation, so we were, because we were tearing up the fabric of life all over the place. These younger ones are more sensitive. Some of them are very, very gentle. I know we always have our duality here. Some of them are very, very gentle. They're very perceptive. And they tend to look after each other. They tend to support one another a lot better than in the rugged independence of individualism days. And very, very individualism, in a way, is very defensive and has been necessary, I suppose. But the consciousness is changing. That you and I are a microcosm of life. And as Amici said, I was listening to her interview, at least part of it today, she said, we're being primed in this whole segment of life to really get attuned to our divinity. And I thinking about that, I was hearing about that maybe 30, 40 years ago, kind of in the New Age movement, but it wasn't quite as clarified and as dominant. But there's no doubt that we have within us the spark of the divine, as does every tree, as every flower. We have that divinity in us. And back to Jesus' quote, "Anything I can do, you can do better," he said. Or he said, "In the name of the Father, these and greater shall ye do." And I'm going, wow, isn't it funny? It's like just a huge, huge mosaic of all these things coming together. I love that. I just really get excited about it. And it's not about who, I suppose in some ways it is about who is higher up the ladder, because some people have a resonance that is contagious and can really spin you into a higher level. But, I mean, you know, we're all different levels, and if you put your mind to it, you can become attuned to being much greater than you ever thought, meaning you can heal, you can create magic. There's so much that you can do. And there's so much that I can do. And here we are on a, oh, I wanted to say something else. I got off the Diane Collins interview. A lot of the stuff isn't new, but it's the perspectives brought by these amazing people who were gracious enough to come on my radio show, Paradigm Shifters, which is an ad for it. You got to listen on Tuesday nights or else catch the podcast Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Anyway, she was I often talk about creator spirit because I believe that's what it is. It's creator spirit. So that divinity within me and you is creator spirit as well, right? So we have the God within, the God without, the God in the, what would you call it, in the trees and in the flowers. And then Diane was talking about it, and you know this, is that you have your intentions, your focus, your radiance, all this stuff that you're putting into the world. Is it a contribution? It's only a contribution when you're really conscious about it. We live in a projecting environment, and I project how I see. So you come in and you look a little bit like, or you resonate kind of with the way my mom was. I'm going to project a whole bunch of traits on you, which I learned from my mother, right? For good or ill, it's not always great. It's not always bad. It's just that we do that. We're a projecting group. And it takes a whole lot of consciousness to pull your projection back and really be still enough to see who and what that person is. But the other thing is that, so you see someone, and if you can learn to be objective, which is, again, thinking about projection, it isn't always a piece of cake to do that. But if you go back inside yourself and really realize that you're emanating fields of consciousness, that you're able to radiate out there fields of consciousness, and in your intention, right, in your intention, you can literally project out consciously in your intention something that will actually change the outcome of what's going on. So vibrationally, so I can intend to see this person who maybe my mom was cranky, or I'll just use that as an example. If my mom was really cranky, so I'm projecting on this person, I'm projecting that I expect them to be difficult or to be deceptive or whatever it is that had my head. But I can go back in and I can clear that, and I can send out a very powerful field. I can create within myself by feeling it myself. Is a transformed, if I want to use the mother image, a transformed mother, and a love and a compassion for this person, and an intention that the outcome be a win-win where she's either healed or the situation, the resonance of collaboration and camaraderie is emanated from me, and I can really see it. And I can literally create a solution for something that might have been a sticky wicket or some dissonant thing. And I was laughing, talking to Diana. I said, well, isn't that wonderful? Because it is creator spirit. It is creator spirit. That's the presence from within and the God energy or the creator energy that goes out and fills the room and helps create magic all over. I know that you all are studying creating our reality and visualizing and affirmations and the law of attraction and future visioning and all that. I thought that that was just a very poignant and beautiful dynamic way of holding creator spirit in one's personal life as well as in the greater picture. What did we call it? We called it the dance between the subjective and the objective. Because, you know, it is both sides. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle. And I'm really hoping tonight, hoping, there's that word, hoping, that you guys are going to call in. So let's do a meditation, or at least send me your questions if you don't want to call in. Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. No H in Entwistle. Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. If you don't want to call in, send me your questions. Otherwise, I have to just keep talking. So, you know, today, talking about the oneness blessing, today I tuned into Annette Carlson's monthly, she does a monthly replay. She does a monthly talk or oneness experience. So I was listening to it today and I really loved it. She did a very, very sweet meditation. And I thought, oh, hot diggity, I'm going to do that on my show tonight. Because with all my preamble about the fields of energy moving through, you know, which I just love, and how you're a microcosm of it and so on. And then talking about the healing and what the references from Mamaji and Diane and so on. I thought, gosh, her meditation is going to be very good. So she says this is Vipassana. And I'm sure I know a lot of you have already gone through the 10-day Vipassana thing. So this will be your thumbnail Vipassana experience, and you may have variations, but then you will call in, won't you, to talk about it. So let's take a few deep breaths, and then we're going to do this meditation, and then we're going to move right into the healing center, okay, the galactic healing center, and do our normal that section of our normal meditation. All right, everybody take a couple of deep breaths. Yeah. And let's call in the golden spiraling lights from the great central sun and have them come in and just spiral round and round and round your body. Good. And I want you to take breaths right into your— now, I may not be doing this exactly the way she did it, but we're doing it this way. Okay, I want you to take some deep breaths and have the breath run right into your feet. And breathe into your legs so they fill with light. And breathe into your genital areas. And your belly. It's the housing of the subconscious, isn't it? And fill your entire torso with breath. Special attention into your heart and your lungs. Up into your shoulders. And now breathe down both your arms and fill your hands. Now let that energy of light move up your arms, circle around your shoulders, and now have it fill your neck. And now in the center of your head, there's a light. Breathe into that light. And expand the light so it fills your head. Good. And I want you to travel throughout your body to where there's— before we do that, let's see. Feel your body is outside. Your body is outside. And now move to the inside to be the microcosm of the universe's infinite expansion. No, this is not a diet show. Now inside your body, feel the infinite possibilities in there. And now I want you to pay attention to anywhere you've got, aches and pains, tensions. Pick one place at a time. Don't argue with it. Just be with it. Just love it. Just be with that area. Yeah. And recognize it for its job. Its job was to contain some resistance or some emotions. Doing a good job. Just love it. And tell it you can read its message just fine. Wonderful. Now go back into your center of your universe. It's inside of you. And now let's all connect to, or let's all create, the Galactic Healing Center. It's a beautiful center in a great double tetrahedron, big diamond shape. And you're going to call in your healing team, your amazing guides, the ones that are especially good at healing, and see a fresh healing table in there. You might even see some beautiful lights shining. They can be candles, or they can be even much more mystical than that. They can just be beautiful lights that emanate great colors. And you lie on your table and ask your healing members for what it is you need today. If you don't know what you need, you can ask them, they'll tell you. Otherwise, you might say, I have aches and pains, I've been sick, I've been tired, I'm lonely, whatever it is you need to work on here. Quite often they'll give you some information about you. That's it. And then let's wrap that in light and move you and this beautiful, beautiful healing experience over to the side, wrapped in light, and put a fresh table on. Now, the person I'm putting on the table, you can put anyone you want onto this table. I'm putting on a special person who's been through an incredible challenge in his life. Very, very creative man. But he's been through one of those challenges where you have to dig yourself out and step by step access your higher wisdom. Some people do it in a much more earthy way, but some people have to use the skills and talents that their dharma includes, which is the purpose of your life. This person is recreating his entire world. 60 years old. And even though he's succeeding, he gets really drained. So we're having him put on the table. Good. And the healing team, it's replicated themselves all around this table, is giving him some energy. They're working over, well, look at that. They're working over his brain, his head, and chest. When you have issues of loss and also new beginnings, it'll often have an impact on your chest. Yes. So they're working with his chest. And the energy is very powerful tonight. Yay. Good. And they're working over his entire body. Special attention paid to the head and the brain. And remember this, everyone, they're paying a lot of attention to the belly, which is where a lot of your neurotransmissions start out. So it makes sense, eh? Now remember, in this person's journey and in all of your journeys, the Dharma, the purpose of your life is also pushing to be heard. So remember, that's a gift in many ways because it'll push through you in spite of you sometimes. And then you'll find through your desires what it is you want to do. So let's wrap this person in light, move it over to the side, and then have the healing team replicate themselves around a fresh table. Oh, we're going to put in 3 tables. Yeah. And I'm seeing, you know, it's funny. I'm seeing 3 people here, all of whom have a lot of physical pain, but also all of whom have had to recreate their entire lives. So even though this gentleman was doing that, these 3 people also are recreating their entire lives. One of them is very, very sickly, has a lot of pain, and has a huge, huge doubt that that'll ever get done fully, but it will. And another one is trying to separate herself. She also has a lot of fibromyalgia. Oops, there's another one here too. A lot of fibromyalgia. Good. And yeah, and is trying to recreate and restructure her family life and her business life at the same time as suffering. But it's funny about her because I see almost like 2 parts of her, the old way, which is the pattern we talked about, releasing karma and karmic patterns and going for the Dharma. She looks like she's halfway between separating those two and making a choice at a subconscious level. So the guides, the team is working on that as well. And then this one over here, has to wake up more. She has a lot of pain and has had a lot of surgeries. She's very much overloaded with all kinds of people's needs and a huge, huge family. She's very much the matriarch. But also she is stepping into the world to become an energy worker at a hospice as a volunteer. And the thing that's exciting about that, because she's already overworked in a lot of ways, is that it is deep in her Dharma to be one who does healing. Good. And then there are several other people who have recently been released out of a relationship unceremoniously and are devastated. I think there's an awful lot more healing that could be done tonight. So let's wrap them in light and give their hearts a new charge of life. You know how that works. You charge up the heart because that's where the courage is, isn't it? And so we're going to wrap them all in light, move them over to the side. And let's move that to the side. And let's bring in the big political one tonight. And who we're putting on the table is Obama. Yeah. He did his State of Union address. And even though there's a lot of cynicism about it, because people are saying, he just wants to do electioneering and so on. Well, that's kind of the name of the game anyway. But what he's offering is an uplift for people's way of assessing what's going on. He's offering more of a collaborative adventure in politics rather than an egregious one. He's offering community more. I know we've all been a little bit disappointed because he offered so much when he first came into office. But I have this strong feeling that he's catching what we would say. We're talking about the waves of change coming through and the quantum and the potential for humanity to rise into a much higher, higher format or a higher level of consciousness. You can't help it because the fields are available to us. And I feel like he was doing a lot of that. And I think that we could be praying for that as well. I think that he's already been up against such obstruction that he's got the metal to keep pushing through things that are for the greater good at this point in his career, because he's not going to be running for office again. So let's all of us just send light. Remember, Creator Spirit, right? Let's us all send our light in to President Obama and a lot of the people around him, his advisors and so on. We're intending that there's a collaborative truth, a collaborative political venture coming up for America over the next while. And of course, for the whole world, because America does have its finger in a lot of the weavings of the global economy and everything else. I don't need to do all that. You know what it is. So let's run some beautiful golden light up through Mr. Obama. Let's surround him with violet flame. Let's infuse his body and his energy with his to help radiate his idealism, his optimism. Let's send Creator Spirit intentions all around him and know the obstructions he's had. And we know that it's just made him stronger and help refine and shine up his metal. Good. Now let's wrap that in light and wrap it in very high intentions. Move it over to the side, right? And now I want you to call in from the great central sun this amazing radiant salmon pink, absolutely radiant light, and have it come down in through the top of your head and move through your own body, round and round in your head, your neck, and through your shoulders, down your arms, and radiate out your hands, walk back up your arms and down into your heart, circle round and round and round in the heart. And now I did it in the wrong order, but that doesn't matter. So move it down the shoulders again, down your arms, out your hands, so your hands are streaming with this light, and see yourself patting it around the world, wherever there are sick people, poor people, destroyed lands and landscapes, imbalances, you know, the negative sides, the stuff, the darkness. Let's infuse the darkness with some amazing healing light and have it go round and round and round and round, so that those beings that are coming from different dimensions and different galaxies and so on can see that we're learning to radiate at a high level a greater consciousness on this beautiful planet of ours. They can feel it too. Have it go round and round and round. Come back up your hands, up your arms. Circle round and round in your shoulders and your neck. Pop up through your head, way out into the great central sun. And have it come back down from the sun. Drop through your body and right down your spine and into the core of the earth. And now I want you to close off the Galactic Healing Center, jump into your star tetrahedron, and I want you to spin and 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 spin. And now come on back in here and talk to me. I want to know how you are. It seems there's a lot of you that are going through some incredible breakups and changes. Are you going through a lot of changes in your life? Oh, goody. Hi, Lisa. How are you? You're on the air.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. My gosh, the month is going whippity-snip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone now, but I haven't talked to you, so I thought I would say that.
Well, it's about time you did. How are you doing?
What you just said about things going crazy, nothing feeling like sane or anything. It's just been a crazy last few weeks, actually.
It has. Are you working? Did you get your job?
Well, I booked a commercial, but it hasn't started running yet. Maybe you see that happening. So the output of that has been me just going into like overdrive. I've just been trying to tap into anything and everything that I've ever done and what I'm capable of, and submitting myself on things that have nothing to do with acting, just so that I can figure out what to do.
I think that's a really good idea for you right now. You know why, Lisa? It's not that you're not a good actress. You're also a really good writer, and you've got some good plays going, haven't you?
Well, I just wrote on New Year's Eve. I stayed up all night while everyone was partying, and I wrote a web series. And then I had a bunch of people over the last few weeks look at it, revise it, help me with it, tweak it, and then I'm going to shoot it next month. I'm shooting one episode of it.
Okay, this is good. Yeah. I really like this. Yeah.
Yeah, I just went into, like, I don't know what happened to me, but I was like, I'm not going to sit back anymore. What can I do? And so I'm pulling a bunch of favors, and everybody seems to be saying yes. And then we'll go pitch it.
Oh, I'm so grateful you're doing that. Because I was going to say, you have to do things differently. You have to break. Remember, I don't know if you heard the section where I was talking about Diane Collins talking about quantum means a burst of change.
Mm-hmm.
And we have. Yeah. Did you hear that part?
No, but it sounds like me.
Yeah, but the good thing about a burst, Lisa, is that you can go in any direction. I mean, things can change, but I see in you that you have to change direction, and you're telling me you're doing that. So you can't do things the way you did before, not because it was wrong, but because not only are you needing to change, everything's changing, you know? I mean, even look at the media, look at the movie industry, it's all very different. Whoever heard of webisodes a while back, you know what I mean? It's not only that, it's a whole bunch of things.
That.
Reality shows and all of that. But I'm seeing something that's going to be really, I was going to say, before you said about the webisodes, I was going to say, I see something, your writing being very important. And that looks like this one. But you may get yourself a job in the interim as well. Do you have a job as well? A job, you know, the kind, J-O-B?
No. And I would love one.
I think you've got one coming. Have you been applying? You don't have to apply at the 7-Eleven, I don't think.
Well, I applied for, like, substitute teaching. And that evidently is just the whole process in and of itself. My heart's not in it, but I'll do whatever I have to do.
Well, substitute teaching is better. It has more material in it for a writer and a performer than some jobs would have, right?
Yeah, and I feel like outside of what I know how to do, that's the only thing I'm really qualified to do. I mean, this has been my life for the last 15 years.
Is teaching?
No, acting.
Acting. Just a sec. I just know you're going to get a job. I would call it a junk job, but you know what? It isn't a junk job. It's just a job where you have to serve people. And it's not waitressing. It might be a shop or something, but that would do you for a while. And then you won't need to do that anymore. So that would be nice because it takes the pressure off you. And I want to say the same thing that I started to say before I heard about the webisode is that you have to do something different because you have to shake your energy up, right?
Yeah.
You're looking good, girl.
Oh, well, that's good. do you get a sense, though? Because I've been having so many health weird little things happening. I've been to the doctor all week, and everything seems to be panning out, but I still haven't been able to get my hair to grow back in. So I'm wondering, am I just delusional? Is this just not something I should aim towards?
You mean aim toward growing your hair?
Yeah, like I'm going to try vitamin D, I'm going to try biotin, and, you know, I don't know if these things will work. But
Have you ever been tested for any, you know, for blood, for vitamin D and so on? And you're deficient?
I just went in for that yesterday.
And did they say you were deficient?
Mm-hmm. We don't know yet. I'll find out next week. But I do know that a certain drug is helping me keep my hair in my head. but it's not right now, allowing it to grow.
Oh, I don't like the idea of it being a drug. I think what it needs to be is something that calms you down because you've been very hurt and you're very tired and you're frightened, right? And I think your hair loss has a lot to do with that. I'm not always adverse to pharmacy. I guess I am. I guess I'm kind of prejudiced. I better look at that. But I often have funny little quirks when I'm on pharmaceuticals, that like even antibiotics, which we sometimes need, I don't really feel well. And so I'm looking at you and I'm making a decision on the fact that I would want you to boost your supplementation all across the board. It's not just one thing. Are you taking a good strong one a day? Are you doing a protein drink? That's a big one.
No, I drink like green juice, and I'm actually taking like just multivitamin. But I just ordered like huge amounts of biotin, and I'm probably going to do the same with the vitamin D.
And what's your protein intake? Because the protein's really important as well, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just eat fish and spinach. I don't know if that's protein.
Are you nervous?
Oh, yeah, but that's not my hair problem. My hair problem is hormonal. I've probably been nervous a lot of times throughout my 40-something years of life and never had my hair fall out.
I know, honey, but you, are you menopause? Here's the deal, okay? I'm looking at it going, I want to stoke your, like, for example, for a while, it might be smart to take, like, a protein powder that has a lot of minerals in it. I'm going, it's nervousness. There's a calcium, magnesium. I'm not sure if it's potassium, but anyway, there's a mineral imbalance and deficiencies, a lot of that sort of thing. How are your fingernails?
Oh, they're fine.
So they're not breaking. They're not.
No, go ahead. They grow really long sometimes. Without me paying attention, because I don't really do anything to them. And then all of a sudden I look down and they're really long. So, yeah, I have no problem with them. Yeah.
Okay, so they're hard. Like, they're strong. I just feel like you've got some funny deficiencies, including mineral deficiencies, going on. And it could be hormonal, like you said. But I think, like, when we say something's hormonal, but even if we're in a chemical problem, you know, if you're in a place that has toxicity, it can antidote some of the mineral contents in your body. So I'm looking at you going, sweetie, you've had some huge stress over the last couple of years since I've known you,
mm-hmm.
since you've been on global radio. And I see you as being imbalanced in terms of nutritional flows and stuff inside. I see you being imbalanced, and your tension and nervousness is antidoting some of your nutritional supply because it's not enough. You have to kind of, if you want to use nutrition in a medicinal way, you've really got to put a real careful number in. Like, spinach is good. Raw spinach is not very good. The reason it's not very good is because it's hard to get the calcium out of it. Now, your nails are okay. But as soon as you said spinach, I think, well, I would like a whole variety, a whole spectrum of greens and stuff so that you make sure that you're covering the, they have to go together. It's not just one or the other. And I know you know that, but I'm being a mother figure here.
Yeah.
But this is for listeners too. I mean, my gosh, usually when people say to me, oh, I don't have time to eat properly, it's usually when they're also going through something and they're feeling really depleted all over. Well, it just adds to the depletion. So I want you to eat, like, I want you to get a protein powder, even if you just take it for 2 weeks or something. And really up the ante for a little while. You're going to feel better. The hair, I'm not focusing on because I think the hair problem is the product of hormonal fluctuations based on hormones, normal, potential perimenopause or something, and super stress, fear, panic. and got to eat that. You got to eat that away. I don't mean donuts because that wouldn't work for you. You know, you don't do sugar and stuff, do you?
Well, yeah, but I'm not, or I don't know. I went in and I'm not premenopausal or anything.
Oh, good. Okay. So the hormones are just based on your, you're sensitive.
The testosterone, something about my testosterone is off.
Is it low?
Anyway, they think that it's producing, it's what it's doing to my body, and evidently it's causing my hair to fall out.
Well, I think they're going to fix that up, but I also know that if you'd really stock up, like you get some, take some, make sure you take some olive oil or something every day, and make sure you do some kind of a protein drink, because I think when you're going to find your body will balance out. You've had tremendous stress, right? That throws everything into a kabuka. Yeah. But you can fix it. I look at it and I think, you can fix this.
Yeah, because I'm not feeling that pain anymore. I've moved on to other stuff. But,
I know, but honey, if you weaken the fabric there, you got to strengthen the fabric so you can move on and pole vault if you feel like it, you know? And you have some, I'm telling you what, girl, you're going to have something up on a theater stage one day soon, too.
I hope you're right. I just feel like I'm going through this, like, I don't know, battlefield where I'm just having a fight. But, you know, I'll do what I got to do.
Did you tune in early enough to hear the meditation?
Yeah, I heard it.
I want you to do something like that because you are, my friend, and this is for a lot of you out there. You are very magical, and you're magical in that you can create. You just are up against a wall, not quite knowing how to do it right now. And I'm looking at you going, it's not going to be that long. And it's like you need to look at different things. You need to do things a little bit differently for a while to shake your system up so it is not expecting more trauma. You see what I mean? It's got to go in a different direction for a while. And I love your webisode.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to keep us tuned in. And if your ad comes out, which I think it will, please let me know what it is. I'd love to see you in person, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, thank you for your input. Yeah.
Anyway, we're on your side, girl, and you're going to be just fine.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks for calling in, Lisa, and happy New Year back to you. All right. Take care. And that's a really good example, everybody, about how, like, a lot of time our stress comes from loss. But here's another thing that I want you all to think about. Our losses, our biggest losses, if the end of a relationship, especially when it's a shocking end of a relationship, a stunning end, but, you know, not just like an amicable kind of thing, or the loss of a job, or the loss of your fortune. I mean, those are really huge. But going back to the Dharma thing, going back to the flows of energy coming through the galaxies and coming through the universes and coming through you and I, we have the ability to reconstruct. We have the ability to reconstruct feeling that, how could we put it, kind of the waves of possibility that come behind us and want to lift us. We can be lifted by Creator Spirit into our next position. But a lot of times it helps to first focus inside yourself. Like we did that meditation. I really like that meditation. I hope to get some feedback. Of course, you're all making a terrific racket trying to talk on the radio with me, aren't you? I asked if you'd call in, but I only have 1 minute left anyway. Now, my next paradigm shifters, let me tell you about her. Her name is Gloria Wilcox. And Gloria is in her 80s, and she's just published a book and is really quite dynamic about having been a healer and an intuitive for many, many years. She's got a lot to say about that. So I'm encouraging her to come on to Paradigm Shifters and share something about her legend and the way she made, talk about Dharma, which the way she brought her dharma up out of the rubble of all kinds of situations in her life. She's really interesting, and she's kind of inspiring. I like listening to her because she'll inspire the heck out of you. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you will give us some feedback. VeronicaEntwistle.com, the Ask Veronica button. You can let me know what you think about the shows, what kind of questions you wanted to ask but you didn't dare, what kind of paradigm shifters you would like to hear on Paradigm Shifters, and help yourself to podcasts and other such things. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and I say many, many blessings. Much love to all of you, and we'll talk soon. Good night.